you notice that this show doesn't have any commercials? I'm not selling you diapers or vitamins or smoothies or gasoline. That's because I don't want corporate sponsors telling us what to investigate and what to say. Instead, you're our sponsors. This is a production by our nonprofit, the Informed Consent Action Network. If you want more investigations, more hard-hitting news, if you want the truth, go to ICanDecide.org and donate now. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are out there in the world. It's time we all step out onto the high wire. Now, we do a lot of great shows here, and I'm always excited to be sitting at this desk, but this is one of those days where we have such a brilliant show ahead. I've actually got like butterflies, just hoping that it all goes exactly as planned. I think this show is going to represent the best of what the high wire does, from our legal all the way to the brilliant team that helps put this show together. So let's just get it rolling, shall we? When it comes to our legal front, we released a document last week that came through one of our FOIA requests to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. This document has gone viral. This is essentially what it was. It was a letter from our legal team at Sirian Glimstad. Dear Sir or Madam, this firm represents the Informed Consent Action Network, ICAN. On behalf of ICAN, please provide the following records to FOIA@sirilip.com. in electronic form. Here's what we asked for: documents reflecting any documented case of an individual who, number one, never received a COVID-19 vaccine, two, was infected with COVID-19 once, recovered, and then later became infected again, and three, transmitted SARS-CoV-2 to another person when reinfected. We sent this out, and of course, as usual, and you know, this is because of the work we've done. For those of you that are just joining us, we have won lawsuits against this very department, the CDC. We've won lawsuits against the FDA, Health and Human Services, the National Institute of Health. It starts with issues like this, where we make a FOIA request, they refuse to answer us, and then eventually we take them into court to get the answers that we believe the people of the United States of America and the world need to know. So in this circumstance, they finally responded to our question, and this was their answer. In regards to all of the above, basically, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry received your September 2nd, 2021 Freedom of Information Act FOIA request on September 02, 2021, seeking, as I just said, never received a COVID-19 vaccine, a person was infected with COVID-19 once, recovered, and then later became infected, and then transmitted that to another person when reinfected. This is what they had to say. A search of our records failed to reveal any documents pertaining to your request. They went on to further explain the CDC Emergency Operations Center, EOC, conveyed that this information is not collected. An incredible discovery there, that though we are talking about vaccinated people and whether or not they should be allowed into certain places, and we're making other people wear masks and all of that, and trying to decide how we're all going to move amongst each other on this earth, the one thing the CDC is not, you know, tracking is what is happening with natural infection. The one thing we've known since the dawn of man is how we've always had herd immunity. The idea of herd immunity comes from natural infection. You catch the illness, once you've had it, you develop antibodies, and then you have this very long-lived immunity. In many cases, when it comes to measles and other childhood illnesses, you have lifelong immunity from coming in contact with that virus. But in this case, with SARS-CoV-2, when they're telling us they are so incredibly focused on this pandemic and how to stop it, they're not looking into or collecting any data on the one thing they know for a fact would stop it, which would be natural infection. They have no data on that. Well, obviously, we weren't the only ones shocked and surprised when we started putting this out to the different social media platforms that we are on. It took fire. Here's just some of the headlines that came out of that. This is what was sent out. Trial site news. Attorney elicits admission from CDC. They crush rights of the COVID-19 natural immune without any proof whatsoever. CDC, this is Blaze Media. CDC says it doesn't keep records on whether unvaccinated Americans with natural immunity spread COVID-19. Newsmax, CDC not collecting data on transmission of COVID from recovered individuals. And then Epoch Times, CDC, no record of naturally immune transmitting COVID-19. And then, of course, people got onto the Twitter. This is Marty McCary, who's on Fox all the time. He's saying, at CDC director, please release the data on reinfections resulting in hospital and deaths, if any, amongst those with prior COVID serology by healthy comorbid. Israel did. CDC should be transparent with data on natural immunity. Instead, we get glimpses from FOIA requests like this one. They're talking about our FOIA request. Thomas Massie, representative. In response to FOIA requests, the CDC literally just admitted they haven't documented a single case of an unvaccinated individual with natural immunity spreading the virus. FWIW, the lawyer who has submitted this FOIA request, is helping with our mask lawsuit against Nancy Pelosi. That's right, Aaron Siri is helping them with that. And then, you know, probably one of the things that even went more viral was Dan Bongino decided to cover this on his show. He's a blogger. He's got his own radio show. Of course, you've seen him on Fox multiple times. I think he even has his own show on Fox on Sundays. This is what he had to say about the Informed Consent Action Network's FOIA request. Take a look at this.
I want you to remember the golden rule of evidence. That's this. Hat tip Nassim Taleb from his book. The absence of evidence does not mean the evidence of absence. Do you get what I'm saying here? The fact that the CDC does not have and is not collecting data on natural immunity, preventing people from reinfection and passing it on to others, does not mean it doesn't happen. The real scandal here is that the CDC, quote, is not collecting this information. You're not concerned at all about the effects of natural immunity and that people who got a COVID-19 infection may be less likely to pass it on than people who were vaccinated? Why do I say maybe? Because the CDC doesn't know. Their emergency operations center conveyed that they're not collecting this information.
All right, joining me now is our lawyer for the Informed Consent Action Network, Aaron Siri. Aaron, thanks for joining me today.
Great to be here, Dow.
Well, I mean, look, you filed this FOIA for us. It came back, you know, fairly shocking that they just had no evidence of any such case of a naturally infected person catching the virus and then giving it to somebody else. Now, Dan Bongino, when he brings this up, he says, you know, he makes a good point. It doesn't prove that it's never happened. It just proves that they have no idea if it's never happened. And they don't seem. But what he says ultimately is the real shocking thing here, right, is that that they never cared to collect that data. Is that really the most shocking part of the CDC's response to our FOIA request?
I think that it's the mini shocker. I think there's a bigger shocker, Frank.
Okay.
And it's this: those who've been vaccinated, the CDC has documented cases of them becoming infected and transmitting the virus. Not just one documented case, many documented cases.
Right.
But what does the CDC say for those folks? They can stay in school, right? They can keep their jobs. They don't have to be separated from the military. They can enjoy the civil liberties that we think of when we think of liberty under the Constitution.
Right.
But what does the CDC say for those who've been infected previously, meaning they have natural immunity? It says, kick them out of school, throw them out of their jobs, separate them from the military, exclude them from civil society. And here's the shocker. It's doing that even though it doesn't have a single documented case by its own admission of somebody with a natural immunity becoming reinfected and transmitting the virus.
Right.
That's the shocker.
And beyond that lack of proof, we have, as a part of our interactions with the CDC and the FDA, both through FOIA requests and other letter writing, you know, instances, we have shown them that the body of science shows a far more robust immunity from a natural infection compared to vaccination. I mean, there's really quite a bit of science on this. So even though we can't say for sure that they, you know, because they simply lack the science to support their position, the science that we look at around the world actually says the opposite of what they're pointing out, which is, yes, vaccinated can get reinfected, will infect other people. You're giving them rights and freedoms and taking rights and freedoms away from the one group we know on this planet that actually can neutralize this virus and no longer transmit it, at least for long periods of time, based on the science that we're looking at around the world.
Yeah. The one page FOIA response that Don Bongino was talking about shows the lack of evidence, as he pointed out. And in itself is shocking that the CDC would engage in the disparate policy between the vaccinated, unvaccinated, naturally immune, based on that alone. But as you just pointed out, Del, on behalf of ICANN, we submitted a formal petition to the CDC laying out over 50 studies showing that natural immunity is more robust than vaccine immunity.
Right.
And the request of the CDC was, hey, look, either you've got a body of science that shows that this isn't the case, right? That there's, in fact, vaccine immunity is better than natural immunity, or, and if you don't, they need to lift the restrictions that you have on the naturally immune. The right. CDC responded in a multi-page letter, and ICANN has sent a reply. The CDC's response ignored all of the studies, as you know,
right,
and cited one study that the CDC itself conducted, which was never peer-reviewed. It was published in what's effectively their newsletter called the MMWR, and involved a few hundred people. I understand, I think that the FOIA response, which is one page, is getting more traction because it's one page and it's easy for people to digest.
Right.
That exchange with the CDC was 51 pages long in its totality, but it is shocking, and it's maybe even the far bigger shocker than the lack of evidence, because that shows the evidence that natural immunity is more durable. It doesn't wane like vaccine immunity. It's more efficacious. If you've had natural immunity, all the studies show you have far less than 1% chance of getting reinfected. That's greater than 99% efficacy versus right. vaccine immunity, which is way lower than that. And it stops infection transmission, all the studies show, unlike the vaccine immunity.
It's amazing. And for all the people that are watching right now, if you want to read the 51 pages or any of these documents that are going back and forth, all you have to do is sign our newsletter at thehighwire.com, put your email in there. And even before you see it on the show, as is the case this week with this FOIA document that has gone viral, we make sure that those that are on our newsletter get it first, so that you really learn to use the tools that are being provided, not just from this show, but actually having the documents in your hands. Now, Aaron, you know, there's obviously a huge, huge issue going on right now with the Biden administration essentially wanting to force vaccinate every employee in companies that have 100 employers or more, employees or more. And they are using OSHA to try and push that along. But we're now seeing these appellate courts, Fourth Circuit and Fifth Circuit. Are these, you know, headlines we're seeing where it looks like courts are putting a stay on moving forward with these OSHA mandates? Does that affect the whole country? And you know, how is this going to play out?
Yeah, so there's district courts where, you know, those are trials happen at the federal level. And then there are appellate courts, and there's a number of them. First Circuit is one of them. The Second Circuit is another, and so forth. They're numerically numbered, and some of them have names or not numerical. And above all of those appellate courts, there's the U.S. Supreme Court. So the Fifth Circuit issued a stay of Biden's mandate that was promulgated through OSHA. That okay. stay is nationwide.
Great. So it's nationwide. That's going to affect everybody. That stay right now, there's no employer can say to you, because OSHA has mandated this, you have to go get your vaccine. You can say, go ahead and spin on it right now. I know for a fact that there's a stay in the Fifth Circuit, and that affects the entire country.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, right after the Fifth Circuit issued that stay, the Biden administration told employers, continue to mandate the vaccine, which is, you know, we were saying for days, that's a constitutional crisis. When the judiciary tells the executive branch, you shouldn't do something, that's the check and balance envisioned under the Constitution.
Right.
The executive has to listen to it. And for days, it was indicating it was not going to comply. Fortunately, we've averted that crisis, I think, in that OSHA has now come out and said they are not going to enforce the 100 employee rule nationwide for now.
I try to think of former presidents like President Trump or Bush or Obama. Had they ever said, told citizens of this country, employers, go against what was just decided in the courts, you know, in the district courts of America, just go against that, disregard that. I mean, you are literally now, I mean, that's a constitutional crisis where you are now seeing two branches of government smashing up against each other.
Well, at this point, I think we've averted that because OSHA itself has now said they will not be enforcing it.
But it was attempted. It was attempted. There was an attempt.
I mean, as of 2 days ago, you know, I said on national television, I believe this is a constitutional crisis, but it does appear we've now averted it, which is
good. Okay, very good. Lastly, you know, a lot of the work we do, we've been trying to get the data from these trials, Pfizer's data, Moderna's trial, you know, and we know that, you know, so much work your law firm's been doing for us. I know we keep you really busy demanding more and more release, and it's just like this white knuckle grip from the FDA that has been saying that, oh, we're going to be totally transparent as we rush ourselves into this so that the people will see what's going on. You just published an article in Substack where the title blew my mind. Here's the title. FDA asked federal judge to grant it until the year 2076 to fully release Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine data. I thought I was reading this on, you know, The Onion or something, but is this legit? Are they legitimately, someone's attempting to basically hide this data or at least hold it back until 2076?
Yeah, that someone is the FDA.
Wow.
You know, the work that we've done for ICANN in this arena has, you know, leads others who have an interest in getting either data from federal health authorities or wants to litigate with federal health authorities. So, you know, they often will come to us. In this instance, it was a group of over 30 scientists and professors from some of the most prestigious universities across our country, who came and said, hey, we would like to get all of the data Pfizer submitted to the FDA that the FDA then relied upon to license the Pfizer COVID vaccine. Seems reasonable enough. The FDA has been saying
it certainly seems reasonable enough in the face of now booster shots that we were never talked about. Now we have Tony Fauci saying, oh, you need, it was always, now we realize you always needed three shots, not two shots. Really, what else do you realize? Like, what is it now that's just coming to your realization that we would have had world-renowned scientists that are now working through you, had they seen this data, or could they get their hands on this data? Maybe we could avoid fourth, fifth, sixth, you know, shots, or some of the terrifying news that Geert Vandenbosch is going to be sharing with our audience just coming up a little bit later in the show. It's really important that this be transparent, given that there was no long-term safety trial. So since we're in the middle of a crisis, we're using a totally untested product, and we need every scientist, all hands on deck. The FDA is saying, no hands on deck. No one's allowed on this ship until 2076. I mean, that seems diabolical.
Well, let's not forget that the FDA that's been saying all along assured the public they're going to be transparent. They promised transparency. And so they were able to review Pfizer's data in 108 days, right? They say they thoroughly, carefully, you know, with meticulous detail, reviewed it. They did that in 108 days, but they now want the public to wait more than 20,000 days until they fully release that data. And until it's fully released, these scientists can't properly evaluate or vet it. And that's what we want. We want that to do it. So let me sum it up this way, if I may, Dal.
Okay.
The federal government has given immunity to Pfizer for any injuries caused by their product.
Right.
Federal government is mandating you to take their product. And at the same time, the federal government is telling you, you can't see the data that was relied upon to license this product for, in totality, for at least another 55 years, or at least that's what they would like a federal judge to order. You got to wonder sometimes, as you know, who's really the federal government working for? It's concerning. And I think that's the point you were making.
And just so that we have the details exactly right for the audience that's going to go out there and tell their friends about this and hopefully get them to sign up to our newsletter so they get the actual article, can read all the details. The details of this is that they're not going to hold up all of the data till 2076. They want to just sort of time release it over the next 55 years. Is that what I'm to understand?
That's right. They want to release 500 pages a month.
Okay.
So there's 300, they're saying there's over 329 pages and they want to release 500 pages a month. The FDA has a budget that's in the tens of billions, I believe.
Yeah.
They've got tens of thousands of employees. They have said the Pfizer vaccine is the most important issue that they're going to deal with. It is the thing they're focused on the most. But apparently when it comes to giving transparency, which they promised, they only can muster reviewing 500 pages a month.
It's almost criminal, and even more shocking that it's not Pfizer trying to hide it for all this time. It's the FDA, which leads to a lot of things that I've, you know, my feeling about this is the big issue in this country is not necessarily these industries that are funding our government, but the government that's taking that money and then doing the bidding for those industries versus protecting the people. I mean, clearly, these scientists have failed. This vaccine is a failure. It is failing all over the world. We're going to talk more about that coming up. And while it's failing, we could really use the help of world-renowned scientists at private schools and universities and laboratories all around the world that may have an answer to the flaws in this vaccine. And they're going to be kept from being able to help with this process by the leading government health agency in the U.S. that is now protecting this data for Pfizer against the American public. Aaron, you know, it's amazing having you out there discovering this shit. Sorry. That's a first. I've never done that before, but that's what it is. So, what's going to happen over the next, you know, days, weeks, you know, do you feel like, you know, is this fight for a mandated vaccine, despite having any idea now what the data is that got it approved, how it got out there, all of this being hidden? We have, you know, circuit courts, district courts pushing back. What is your sense? Is this going to the Supreme Court? Is this going to ultimately be a Supreme Court decision? And what do you think our odds are there?
Well, with regards to the mandate for 100 employees or more, as you pointed out earlier, those cases are all going to be consolidated. Our firm will also be one of the firms in the mix of those cases. And I do believe that that case will end up in the U.S. Supreme Court. I think it's inevitable. And I think that the likely outcome is that OSHA's emergency mandate for 100 and companies with 100 employees or more will ultimately be struck down as illegal.
All right. Well, we will obviously have you on the front lines keeping us abreast. We will be supporting in every way all those cases as they move towards the Supreme Court. That's what ICANN does. We are so lucky to have you, you know, working for our team, Aaron. And so give my best to your incredible team of lawyers that are helping you get all this work done, and keep up the good work. All right.
Thank you, Dal.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.